I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The end.
It's the wake up call.
I walk in here today and Kevin goes, we're still going with the mustache, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
Something about this time of year, I just shave my beard off. Sometimes I shave it all the way off. Sometimes, yeah, I guess it's a heat thing. Sometimes I shave it all the way off and clean shave. Not a good look on me. Sometimes I leave just a little bit, but regardless though, this last time I'm like, F it. Let's do a mustache for a bit.
I mean, it's kind of growing on me.
Is it?
I think so.
It's kind of growing on me too.
Oh, okay. What's that one where it's just right under the nose?
The Hitler mustache.
Ooh, never mind.
Yeah, I'm not really going to do that one, but, it's funny that you're coming around on it because nobody in my family's coming around on it. They all hate it. Hate it. My wife goes, I'm not going to kiss you if you have a mustache. I go, what else is new?
Did she really say that?
Something like that,
I mean,
yeah.
It's bristly when you kiss someone with a mustache.
But I always have the mustache. I usually have a beard. But it
there's always facial hair there.
It was my daughter who really hit me with another classic Zoe Lowe blow. Because her insults are sometimes confusing. And then they make me stew on it for way too long. And I walk in. It was my night to lay with her. We trade off between her and Theo, our middle child, who lays and who reads to who. So it was my night with Zoe. And I walk into her bedroom last night. And she's all tucked in bed where she's got the covers pulled all the way up to her chin. So all I can see is her little tiny head. And she goes, why do you still have that? And I go, what? She goes, your weird beard.
Your weird beard.
And I go, you mean this? It's called a mustache. She goes, why do you still have it? And I go, do you like it? And she starts shaking her head no. And then I go, you don't like it? She goes, I hate it. And I go, really? She goes, I hate it. And I go, okay, all right, well, I'll take that into consideration. And she goes, you look like a commercial man.
You kind of do. She's not wrong.
What does that mean?
Like, you've seen, what is it, Windows by Anderson?
Okay.
None of those guys have a mustache.
One of them does.
No, one is a goatee and one has no hair on his head at all.
I mean, I don't know. You do look like you belong on a commercial selling something.
She qualified it after that because I started to laugh out loud. I go, what does that mean? And she goes, you look like a guy from the 1960s.
How did she know that?
And all I read her the book, and then we laid in bed, and then she wants to talk to me until she falls asleep. And as soon as she started to like get quiet and fall asleep, I just stared at the ceiling, and I'm like, "What the hell does that mean? A commercial man
and from the 60s,
and a guy from the 1960s." I go, I said, did you see that on YouTube? And she goes, no, it came from my head.
Oh. That's worse.
I know. What could that possibly mean? As a bad thing.
I don't know because I couldn't understand this child if I tried, to be honest. In most instances, she loves things other people hate. She hates things other people love.
Mm-hmm.
So
she's real dark.
Yeah.
She loves the villain in every movie we watch.
And you know what? I'm surprised that she doesn't like your mustache because it's a little villain-esque.
Is it?
Yeah. Every mustache is.
I guess that's true. That's just branding over.
Especially if you have dark hair.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Well, the dark hair is rapidly leaving me. But you're right, though. I mean, maybe she thinks like you look like somebody that doesn't want women to vote.
Well, if I went back and watched a docuseries
right
about the women's suffrage movement, I have some bad news for you.
You look like somebody.
That's what they look like.
You look like somebody who tries to convince people you're not racist by listing your black friends.
You look like somebody where people have to say he's from another time.
Right? Yeah. You look like somebody who's sick and tired of working in the mill.
No, you don't look like you work in a mill. You look like you work in some sort of high rise where you get to call your secretary toots.
Yeah, and then go home and complain about how my wife doesn't make coffee nearly as well as my secretary.
Right, exactly.
And make sure she feels extra bad about
it. But don't say secretary, say office girl.
Yeah. So maybe I will shave it off. I mean, I can't do that, right? I can't.
Well, don't do it for her.
Why?
Because you're going to let her, of all your kids, start dictating what you do? You're screwed.
I constantly do with her.
Then that's why she is the way she is, then.
Because she knows how to manipulate.
I would say I like
she it. She always has.
I would say I love it, and soon you will, too. That's what I would say.
Maybe I should say, you know, Kevin didn't like it at first, but he says it's growing on him.
She'd say, screw Kevin.
Yeah. She's so mean.
So she didn't say it yet, Kevin. Katie said it.
I know, but she was probably thinking it.
Right.
That's true.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.